Yo de confirming, yo give me the opportunity to present this experiment. Everybody knows that the price instability of fuel, I don't know what's going on.
It's a little far.
Little far?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
A little behind.
Okay. We know that the world carbon dioxide emission are likely to increase by close to 2% in the next 20 years. And much of this increase, this emission, is expected to occur in the developing countries that look like China and India. And we think that, and several work talking about that the biofuel crop should be economically attractive, environmentally safe, high energy efficiency, contribute to the CO2 sink to compensate the air gas emission to the atmosphere, and neutral or positive nutrient balance, among others. And for our country, that is in Uruguay and South America, we don't have fossil fuel, and we import too much, of course, and this represents too much money for us, and we have a lot of grassland and crop and forestry in our country. That means that we have the possibility to find the best cropping, bioenergy cropping system, and try to diminish such dependence of the fuel and generate a new opportunity for the agriculture and agro-industrial sector. And our country has a long agricultural history, more than 100 years, and it's possible to plant two crops per year, but usually it's better to plant three crops in 2 years. This, you can see here the what kind of yield we can get in our situation with grain sorghum and corn, and we have a no-till system. It's the common practice since 1990, and we make a conservation tiller system with high residue cover, and usually it's more than 70%. And we are working too with sweet sorghum, and why? Because we have in the last 10 years a good data that has a great adaptation, high water use efficiency, high fresh biomass, high sugar concentration, positive balance of energy, that makes sense to try to see if crop is working good in our condition. And for switchgrass, that is a perennial grass, everybody knows that has a good productivity and lower requirement for agricultural inputs, and has positive energy balance and another impact that are very well grow for bioenergy system. But we are very concerned about two things, soil erosion and nutrient removal, because we are planting this kind of crops, sometimes we are removal a lot of nutrients, and sometimes look like with sweet sorghum, that is only one crop per year, sometimes in the winter time we can lose a lot of soil. And the objective of this study was conducted to determine dry matter production, that means grain residue, total biomass, and estimate net carbon input, theoretical ethanol yield, and nutrient balance, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, of annual crop with and without residue removal, which has only we have two treatments, and perennial crop for 6 years. You can see here that our site of the experiment, that we have a clay loam, typical algidol, and you can see in the graph in the bottom the precipitation, the temperature that we have in our country. We have three systems. One is conventional crop, that means corn, wheat, and grain sorghum, that means three crops in 2 years, with two residue removal. One is without removal, and the other is with low cut. That means around 70% of the result. And we have the other system is sweet sorghum. It's an annual continuous with sweet sorghum, which has only one crop per year. And the last system is a perennial grass that is was switchgrass, was planted in 2008 and was just only cutting every year. You can see here the topics from the material and method. Of course, we have a tiller system, it's no-till. We apply fertilizer, insecticide, and fungicide according to the manual of the agronomy. And you can see the fertilizer that we apply was around 80 kilograms of nitrogen and 45 for phosphorus. And for switchgrass, we just only apply 100 kilograms of nitrogen. This is the result for corn kale as affected by two residual systems. In the last 6 years, you can see that the four of the 6 years no cut was better than low cut. That is, if you left the residue in the soil, we can get better result, better yield. And this is the reason is because we have more soil water content in the whole period for the ground, for the corn. And you can see the no cut and low cut, the 77% and 24 is the soil cover that we have when we plant the corn. And in the average of these 6 years, no cut has 38% more yield than with low cut. Look like the similar for grain sorghum. You can see that in 2 years we have more yield than low cut, and in the average we have 12% higher yield with no cut than low cut. Oh, sorry. And for wheat, the history changed. It was better to remove the residual than left the residual on the soil. You can see that in 2 years was significantly. And in average, low cut has 11% higher yield than no cut. And you can see the percent of the cover residue that was 67% and just only 21%. This, we think that this is due to in nitrogen immobilization that makes sense. We apply the same nitrogen in both treatment, and we think that with residue, we need to add more nitrogen in the system. This is the sweet sorghum that is just only one crop per year. You can see that the yield, this is total fresh biomass yield, and the yield was not too good. We have another experiment very close to this, and we have the double of the yield comparing to this experiment. And this is the switchgrass biomass yield among years. And you can see that the average is around 16 tons per year. That we think that is a very good yield for our condition. This is the only, we start to work with switchgrass 7 years ago, and anybody in my country is working with switchgrass. This is that we know right now. And you can see here the total yield of biofuel crop evaluated that we took, you can see that for the grain yield, you can see here for the grain yield, we have 5 tons more than this cropping system with no cut than low cut for, and this is dry matter of the residue. And you can see here this is the stem fresh biomass for the sweet sorghum, and this is the total biomass from the switchgrass. And we transform this biomass or grain to ethanol, theoretical ethanol, of course. And you can see that the best system was switchgrass that was close to 400 liter per year. Okay, this is the total in the 6 year, and this is by year. And they are followed by the system that is corn, wheat, and sorghum with residual removal, because we have the ethanol from the grain and the residue, and you can see that it was close to 400 liter per year. And this was the assumption that we took. For the estimated carbon input, we just only with this assumption about annual crop or perennial crops, comparing the four systems that we have, you can see that the best system for the total net input by year was the wheat, grain, corn system without residue. With no cut. It means you have you left all the residue in the surface. But what happened when you retired some part of the residue? The input was 2 tons less than this system. And for switchgrass, you can see that is a very good value. 6 tons for carbon per year is excellent. Usually, it's because the below ground, the root system, that is very important for perennial grasses. What happened with the nutrient removal? This is the case of nitrogen. We have more nutrient removal for nitrogen. And for phosphorus, it's the same. We have more phosphorus removal in the conventional system, that is a grain system. And for potassium, we change, and we can see that we have more potassium removal with this kind of system. That makes sense because we are removing the straw. In conclusion, we can say that the straw removal in the wheat sorghum corn rotation decreased corn and sorghum yield compared to no cut in the same rotation. On the other hand, straw removal increased wheat yield. Conventional crop rotation, corn, sorghum, wheat, without residue removal, present better estimated carbon input to soil system. The highest theoretical ethanol were achieved with switchgrass, and the lowest system was continuous with sorghum. Total nitrogen and P removal rate was greater on wheat grain sorghum system. However, the total potassium removal rate was higher for sweetgrass or sweet sorghum. This result indicates that perennial grasses as a sweetgrass will produce greater total biomass and the greatest theoretical ethanol. However, high biomass removal could increase extra fertilizing input, like potassium in our case, to maintain soil productivity. Biofuel development will generate new opportunities for farmers and industrial companies producing CO2 emissions, but this positive effect will be lost if the expansion of the energy crop leads to soil quality depletion, look like carbon input or not. And I would like to say thank you to my university and the company in my country and all these people that help me too much for support this study. Thank you for your attention.